Philadelphia police have opened a death investigation after reviewing hundreds of thousands of images and videos recovered from a home in Olney linking two women who disappeared years ago to the case. The development marks a major escalation in investigation centered on Eugene Horsch, whose home on West Chew Avenue has been the focus of an extensive police inquiry since June. Police identified the women as Maribel Franis, who disappeared in 2018 at age 27, and Gabriella Amaro, who disappeared in 2012 at the age of 22. Neither woman's body has been found, meaning they can't be officially declared dead. However, their families have been notified. Former FBI agent J.J. Claver tells our news partner 6ABC, without bodies, the case becomes very challenging.
It becomes a huge problem because there's no easy source of DNA to match any potential forensic evidence they find in the house.
Police have recovered more than 20 containers of an unknown substance from what police described as an at-home lab in the basement. Five urns containing cremated remains, zip ties, and a handwritten note mentioning serial killer Ted Bundy were also found. Inspector Ray Evers says authorities are still sifting through evidence found in the home.
We have a lot of information, a lot of digital information that we still have to go through. That first hard drive is maybe 5 to 7% of what we have to look at.
In addition to going through the digital evidence, investigators have also removed part of a sewer line to examine the contents. Outside right now, fairly cloudy skies over Philadelphia, 87 degrees in Center City. We're expecting fairly cloudy conditions to persist for the rest of the day. Overnight, we get down into the mid to lower 70s, and it looks like it's going to be fairly cloudy the rest of the week, i.e., well, Friday, or work week, I should say. Friday going to be cloudy, highs getting into the upper 80s. Then on Saturday, patchy sunshine, the upper 80s again, mid 80s on Sunday when we see a strong chance of rain that day.